Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is OMF on EEI.
So, you're a professional hockey player looking for a new contract, eh? You like where you are, and it's not about the money.
Rob Boston, this is my home.
Then you'll need to sign with the Benjamin Campbell Professional Hockey Management Representation Agency place. Hey, not convinced? Just listen to some of our satisfied clients, like Tuukka Rask.
Like I said before, I'm not going to play for anybody else than the Bruins.
David Krejci.
It's not going to be about money.
Need more convincing, eh? Taylor Hall.
I don't even know what my value is.
So don't be a hoser. For a no-move, hassle-free negotiation and all the Tim Hortons coffee you want, sign with the Benjamin Campbell Professional Hockey Management Representation Agency plays today.
You know, I'm not looking to absolutely maximize my value.
I just can't see myself playing for a different team.
Go get him, boys.
So true.
So there's no question Tuukka Rask is coming back. Lou just said, you can see it with the, you know, he's going to be out for
he's told you he's
the
coming
season.
Back.
He's coming back.
He has nowhere else to go.
So David Krejci does the exact same thing. It was depressing. I almost felt like he needed some therapy or something. He needed, you know, one of those emotional, what do they call them? The comfort animals or whatever, you know, to sit there and comfort him because he was just, I don't know. And, you know, I do want to go back to the Czech and finish out my career in the Czech because my kids don't know how to speak anything but English and my parents only can speak Czech. But he was willing to come back. It's not about the money. I want to come back.
Well, that's basically why we made sure we found the right representation. Because I was trying to figure out, based on what Krejci, Hall, and Rask were talking about, I was trying to figure, like, who's representing them? Who is giving them advice? And I didn't realize it was the Benjamin Campbell Professional Hockey
Representation Agency. With the Benjamin Campbell Professional Hockey Management Representation Agency plays today.
So, because I want to hear, because who do we have this in order?
Well, we got Krejci first.
So Krejci.
Krejci was talking about how much, you know, he loves it here. Go ahead.
I love Boston. This is my home. Today, I can tell you it's not going to be about money. And at the same time, I just can't see myself playing for, you know, different team. We'll see what happens, I guess. I mean, I don't even know. My parents, you know, I talk to my parents and they ask me and I can't even give them a straight answer. I just don't know right now.
So it's not about the money.
Oh, so
first mistake.
He's so
first
depressed.
Mistake. What did Benjamin Campbell tell you to do?
Well,
talk about how it's not about
it's
the
my
money.
Home.
But here's the difference.
I made a lot of money. It's my home. It won't be about the money.
He's got no leverage. I mean, he really
does.
Who does?
What do you mean he does?
Krejci's got no leverage.
What do you mean no leverage?
He's got no leverage.
You don't think if he goes to free agency, he can go somewhere else? You don't think anyone would want him?
Not at his age for a lot of money. He can't make a lot of money in free agency.
Well, it depends on what you mean a lot of money.
Now.
You know what I mean? I mean, he could make $4 million here in Boston. He could make $4 million down in Florida. And is that more money?
I'm not sure he can make $4 million here. I'm not sure they pay him that much coming up next season. Do we have Taylor Hall? Because I think he's in a different position.
And we've seen some guys, Pasta and Brad, take maybe a little below market value to stay here and keep the team together. Do you see yourself doing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what my value is at this point. I feel like I had two different seasons. I'm not looking to absolutely maximize my value at this point in my career. I've been fortunate enough to make some good money in this league and at this point it's about, you know, more of a fit for me than maybe money or a long-term thing. I just want to you want to find a home for the next few years here, and we'll see what happens.
So he's a guy I think that could go in the open market and get a multi-year contract out there and make some decent money, some good money. I still think he could. I think the Buffalo experience was really bad, so maybe he's looking at it saying, you know, I like the culture here. I like the team. I like what they do. I like the fact that now that we've got fans, these people really care about hockey in this marketplace. So I think he's a guy that doesn't have to say what he just said. He could actually go out there, and he could use some leverage. He could have been cute in the way he addressed it today.
To me, it's almost like they're ashamed to admit that they made a lot of money and they didn't like deserve the money. So now, listen, you pay me less. Pay me less. No.
Listen,
you guys paid me. I made a lot of money. Don't pay me anymore because I have capped it based on my performance. This is so stupid.
No, it's crazy. And I'll tell you, I do think that David Krejci's opinion of coming back to Boston has changed a lot with that trade of Taylor Hall.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think it has. Yeah. I mean, do we have Krejci talking about playing with Hall and Smith? How much he enjoys
it? On the ice. It was, you know, just such a good guy still off the ice. And Smith is the nicest person ever. And Halsey, I didn't know Halsey at all before, but he surprised me as, obviously we knew what kind of player he is, but he surprised me as a person. We got close. I think we became really good friends. And, you know, that kind of carries on the ice as well. If you get good chemistry, you know, away from the game, then you come in the game, and sometimes you don't even have to say anything. You just kind of know how the other person feels. And it was great. I love playing with those guys. I love hanging out with those guys. I had lots of fun the last couple of months, for sure.
See, I think that's everything for him. Because you think about it, like since Iginla, you know what I mean? He hasn't had anybody. He had Horton and he had Luch, and all of a sudden it's been like, you know, when you start talking about like Krejci's disappeared, Krejci's a huge disappointment. Well, who's Krejci playing with? You know what I mean? And I guarantee that if Krejci was on that first line and Bergeron was on the second line and he's sitting out there playing with DeBrusk and Kuhlman and everybody else, Richie, you know, he wouldn't look as good either. We'd be talking about how old Bergeron looks. But I think you threw Taylor Hall in there and all of a sudden with him and Craig Smith, you're like, you know what? If we're all coming back, I think I'm in here. And now you got Hall and you got Krejci both talking about it's not about the money. Like Hall was made $8 million last year. Krejci was 7.25. You know, you might be able to bring them both back for $8 million total.
So
whether it's 5 and 3.
I listened to this whole thing with David Krejci.
Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. You just kind of know how the other person feels.
And as I said, he sounded depressed on the whole
That's
thing.
Just him.
And I'm just wondering if the Bruins have already given him an indication that maybe Taylor Hall has got something to do with his future. If we can get Hall back here.
I always thought they were a package deal.
Yeah, we want you back. Yeah, we want you back. We want you back here.
Krejci.
If we can't, you know.
Let's go get him, boys.
Yeah, we may be moving on. Maybe they, out of courtesy, have already got to him or got to his agent and kind of said, well, we'll see. And I think what he's doing is it's not about the money. And I love, you know, playing with Taylor Hall. And
right, so
I want to be here.
This is so stupid. It's like, so I'm Halsey. I sit down with Sweeney. Listen, before you say anything.
Sweeney.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you've before got an you IE say, or a Y at the end of your name, you eliminate it. If you don't, you add it.
Okay, Knocking. So before you say anything, okay, but don't you say a word. I want to let you know before you slide that piece of paper with an offer next to me, it's not about the money for me. Oh, really? Hold on.
Well, let me give you another piece of paper. Hold on.
Let me rip this up. Hold on here. This is what it sounds like. Oh, yeah, really? Okay, hold on. I mean, remove some zeros. I mean, what are we doing?
Hey, I'll pay you, Hoser.
I mean, I know that he didn't. I think he really could have helped himself a little bit and put himself in a better position, Halsey, you know, if he would have played better, especially in those last three games. Because I almost feel like, you know, he jumped on the scene and Krejci and they were just playing great. Everybody's like, wow, this guy's awesome. Then I felt like the honeymoon was over.
I think it's all subject to change with Taylor Hall because if another team is out there and they suddenly treat him with great value and look at him with a multi-year contract, because if Krejci comes back, Krejci's coming back in something very similar to what Chara did at the end.
Not a million bucks, though.
Not $1 million, but, well, he's not 40-plus either, but it's going to be cheap. And we already know that Tuukka Rask has nowhere to go.
It's amazing. I mean, you got Krejci, you got Taylor Hall, unfree agent.
I don't even know what my value is.
Yeah, and now you got Tuukka Rask as well, right? Who's making what was he like seven last year?
Seven and a half.
Seven, whatever it was. I mean, ridiculous. $7 million, and this was Tuukka again, another high price guy talking about he's unrestricted free agent, talking about how it's all Boston.
You've been at this for such a long time now, and you're only 4 or 5 weeks from the free agent market opening. You're not enticed at all to give that a try?
No. Like I said before, I'm not going to play for anybody else than the Bruins. This is our home. We have three kids. Kids enjoy here. They have friends in school. We have friends. At this point in my life and career, I don't see any reason to go anywhere else, especially, with the health I'm looking at now, like recovery time, 5 or 6 months. So hopefully it works out that I recover well, and then we can talk about contracts when time's right for that.
This is amazing.
Signed with the Benjamin Gamble Professional Hockey Management Representation Agency plays today.
I mean, you're Don Sweeney, and you're sitting there saying, okay, between Tuukka, Taylor Hall, and Krejci, the amount of money they made last year was a little over $22 million. Can I get them all back here for 10, 11, 12 million? Like all of them?
Maybe less than that.
Well, maybe. I don't even know. Is it like Taylor Hall 5? Is Krejci 3, 3.5, 4, whatever? I don't know. Is Tuukka 3? Like you're sitting there like 12, so I got $10 million? And normally we sit there and say, you can't bring the whole team back. Can't do it. Can't bring the whole. Because unrestricted free agents usually make more, right? Nate Eovaldi. You know what I mean? Usually make more. Steve Pearce. You bring them back, that's a bad idea because you're spending more. But does anybody have a problem bringing David Krejci back for $3.5 million or Taylor Hall for 5 and Tuukka for 3?
No, because what is it going to cost you to get a second line center, a veteran center out there in your second line?
This is
going to cost
gift.
You a lot more as and a free agent than $3 million.
And listen, Tuukka to me, David Krejci in particular, an older player, and Taylor Hall's been in the game a little bit too. He's not the kid anymore. He's going to be 30 years old. So they're all sitting there saying, listen, if we take less, we can go out there. And, the salary cap, Donnie Sweeney can add, a top pair defenseman. We can put a real winger next to Charlie Coyle on the third line. Like, with the money, just from the money we're saving him by taking a little bit less. Like, they can actually build a much better, a deeper team by bringing these three guys back, and using that money to go out there and spend it. Because that's what you're looking at. You need a D. Maybe you bring back Riley on short money, make him like a third pair D, and you replace him. Miller's gone. Carlo maybe probably be back, even though there's some concerns with the concussion. But you got to get a third-line winger, to go with Coyle. And all this money you could save by bringing back these three good players.
So think of the difference with
it's crazy.
With an NBA player.
Sweeney's loving it.
Who won't take the hometown discount so that his team can stay under the cap and go out and get other players. And so he's not going to take $22 million because he wants to be a supermax player and make $38 million. And, of course, his team has no breathing room whatsoever. That's the difference between NHL players and NBA players. Let's give some money away here.
Yeah.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, this hour's code word is rewind. That's R-E-W-I-N-D, rewind. Text rewind to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. A message and data rates apply. Don't you dare text and drive. There you go.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
$1,000.
I love how they we just shoot.
David Krejci, it's not about the money. It's I don't want the $1,000.
Listen, you want extra money, call in with the code word.
We'll find a way to give
some more money.
Don't call us.
I love these guys. I love hockey players. But I mean, they're not the best negotiators in the world. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, you're Don Sweeney. You're sitting there going, oh, my God, this is fantastic. $22 million for these three players' salaries last year, and I got a shot of getting them bringing them all back and maybe pocketing $10 million to spend elsewhere.
Yeah, if we go back to the trading deadline before Taylor Hall came here, and you looked at Krejci, I don't think anybody thought Krejci would be re-signed at the end of the season.
Before Hall,
right. No. Nobody thought he would. And Hall revived
his career. I'm not so sure he wanted to.
No, exactly. As you said, Hall really revived his career, gave him a winger that could score and suddenly made that a valuable line. But I got the feeling today, and just hearing him, I think he knows that the Bruins probably have leaked it out to him and said, if you want to come back on a cheap deal, we'll do it. And so the question is, they float that out there, and then they wait to hear and see if there's smoke coming out of the
Tuukka's got zero leverage.
Zero.
The injury that he has, he may never recover. So there's that. Hall, I mean, Krejci will have a team that wants his services.
Now,
I think there's a spot here in the NHL for him. Now, Hall, I think, has the most money to earn. I think he has the best earning potential based on his age, based on that he's out of this contract. He's got the best earning potential. The fact that he would flat out and go out and say it's not about the money, I mean, in the end, it's going to be about the money. Because if Boston offers him a deal and somebody else, say Vegas or whoever, offers him another deal for $500,000 more, the dude's been here for a hot minute. You don't think he's willing to pick up and move his family to another city?
Yeah.
It's not like he bought a house here and his kids are in school.
Well, he's the only one that's got, I think, is going to get a multi-year contract out of this. And he, there's some team out there that's got money that will look at it and say, you know what? He had a bad experience up in Buffalo, but Buffalo sucks. They're a mess. Look at Eichel. That team is a complete disaster up there. He goes to Boston. It really anchors that second line. He's a big factor. You know, he's a guy that we can bring
the
in
atmosphere.
Here.
He looks at his team again. I think that you can look at that team and say, okay, that first line is dominant. You know, you got Charlie McAvoy back there and Grizzlick. It's like, okay, our second line guys, if we stay together here, you know, Krejci, Hall, and Smith, you know, and if we take a little bit less, Donnie can go out there and add to a third line, add to our D, and we'll be even better than we were last year. And I think somebody like Taylor Hall, who struggled in his career as far as like just being on teams that are any good, probably gets excited over that. Krejci, who wants to get back to a Stanley Cup. These guys kind of know. I mean, even Marchand was like, you know, the facts are the facts. We're not getting any younger. I think Tuukka said the same thing. So if guys like Krejci and Hall and could buy in and sit there and say, all right, you know, if we take less and make a real run here in the next 2 years, 3 years with this group, let's do it. And it'd be great if Donnie Sweeney's able to pull it off.
I was going
to
say, this is a big, huge offseason for Don Sweeney. We already know now you're going with a rookie goaltender, probably for the first half of next season.
And a vet.
Right? And you don't know what's going to go with that. And maybe, yeah, but a backup. A backup goaltender. So your rookie, Swayman, is going to be the guy that's going to get most of the opportunities. And then you don't know what you're going to get with Tuukka Rask. So already, there's a big question mark at that position. And then you look at the rest of the team. You've got to improve your third and fourth lines and your defense. That's a lot that you have to fix when you look around the league and see where teams are and where you are in the mix. And what do we go back to? Do we go back to the old system, the old divisions next year? And who knows what the system
is? Canada opened up?
Canada may be opened up. I'm not sure it'll be opened up. I mean, there's so many question marks. But you're right, Lou. Is this over? Is there run over? Is that possible?
What I'm saying, you could take some less money and you can continue this for another couple of years.
Your center on your number one line is still very good, okay? Two-way player.
Yeah,
he's also 35 years old.
Yeah, you just found out with a
he's getting older.
A team that has so much more depth than you, then you just it's in the end that one line's not enough, obviously.
And they're not alone. I mean, look around the league. They're not alone. If you're back in the division with Tampa Bay and Carolina, I mean, it'll be difficult to get out of that.
If you were to get a guy like Krejci at like $3.5 million and Hall at five and a half, I don't know, and Tuukka at three, if you're Don Sweeney and you don't build depth and you don't go out and pay money for a defenseman and a third line winger, you know, then you're not doing your job. They're handing you a gift, is what they're doing. Because that you shouldn't have enough under the salary cap to bring the bodies that you'd be able to bring in if those guys are going to do that kind of favor. And that's what it would be.
Yeah, but they brought three good players in at the trading deadline, and Riley, Lazar, and Hall. And they were eliminated here in the second round. And that was a good move.
Because of them.
No, but everybody praised Sweeney. They did a good job of bringing those players in. What I'm saying is, I think this is going to be very, very difficult for them going forward because your number one line is got two older players, one that is 35. Bergeron is not going to get better, guys. He's going to go in the other direction. And to me, you've got to start building up those other lines because you can't expect as much from that first line going forward. Can you? I don't think you can.
No, I do think this feels a little bit like the whole city of Boston is going to get ready for a whole new reset.
I'm not worried about that first line for a couple years. I'm just not. I mean, Marchand and Pastrnak are in the prime of their careers.
Well, Pastrnak.
Yeah, Marchand's getting a little bit older too, but I'm not worried about either one of them. I'm not. So, I mean, keep that second line together, save some money, build a third line around Coyle, put some wingers on there for him, and then build your defensive core. And rock and roll. I mean, and your guy's giving you, you know, favors left and right, salary-wise. Oh, my God. It's a freaking, it's crazy. Sweeney should be all excited. He's got to pull it off. We don't know. We're guessing. You know, Taylor Hall might sit there and say, I don't know what my value is. You know, it's not about the money, but he still might be looking for seven and not nine. You know, we don't know.
But if somebody's
Krejci made
tell
seven
him
and a quarter, they're sitting there saying, yeah, I'm not looking for, you know, whatever. I'm not looking for the same pay, but I'm still looking for over five. So you don't know what these guys, what's in their mind as far as it ain't all about money. We have no clue.
Yeah, they're not paying him seven. I can tell you that. The Bruins, there is no freaking way. He will have to come back here for a lot less money if he wants to five, something like that. That's what he's going to have to come back for. Because your best players right now are getting 6.5. There's no way they're going to do that because I think you're right, Lou. They've got to build the rest of the team. They've got young players that they thought were going to be better on the blue line than they are. And so they've got to build. And we don't even know what the situation is with Carlo, right? I mean, No, you're dealing with head injuries, and you got to be careful there. Here's Mike in a car who wants to talk about the Bruins. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I just picked up the conversation, but is it possible to clear enough cap space and put together a package to get Eichel out of Buffalo? I mean, he's only 24. He's making 10 a year. So yeah, even if you discount Tuukka and just keep him out of the financial equation, you have a lot of cap money to play around with.
The question is, do you want to give it all to him?
That's the problem. You have too many holes you've got to fill.
No, I'm just saying, like, when you talk about, like, Tuukka, Krejci, and Hall, and realistically, could you get them all three of them for $12 million? And instead, instead you give it up to go get a $10 million Eichel? I get it. Great player. But just as far as salary cap goes, I understand. Would you? So yeah. I'm asking you, would you rather have Eichel on this team or Krejci, Hall, and Tuukka?
Well, you could have Krejci, Hall at a reduced rate, Eichel, and no Tuukka.
Well, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that works.
I'm not sure.
You can get a package of players with the cap.
I'm not so sure that works because I think you need help with the blue line. I think you got to spend some more money. You got to bring in a veteran. You got to bring in a veteran goaltender. There's a chance you can bring back Tuukka for like $3 million, which is what a veteran goaltender might cost you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On one leg, with a torn recovering from a torn labrum.
Fit Eichel in under the cap, so it might be worth it.
Listen, Jack Eichel is a terrific player, but again, are you going to put all of that money into one player, and you're going to have to deal for him? You're going to do all of that? I'm not sure that's the best course of action for them right now. They have so many other holes they have to fill. I mean, that was the one thing. I think going into the postseason, a lot of people thought they were Stanley Cup championship contenders. Now you've watched them. Does anybody believe that?
Well, a lot had to do with the decor going down. I just saw Kevin Miller was pissed because he thought he was ready for Game 7. And I don't know what Carlo, I don't know if he spoke about it as well, but those guys definitely affected it. And the depth. So that's why I say the depth. I mean, you're getting a break financially from these guys, so now you can go and improve the depth. You can spend some money on a third line. If you spend it wisely, you can spend some money on a deep pair. You can bring back Riley and an upgrade, you know, at defense. You know, now Riley's a third pair defenseman. So, I mean, there's things you can do with this extra money you can save if these guys are, for real, going to be taking some pretty nice deals coming back, given what they made last year. I like that. But they're not the best negotiators, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, of course. And for Eichel, though, Eichel's got, he's got 5 years remaining on his contract.
That's a lot of money.
But the kicker is that after next season, he has like a no trade clause, basically. So if they don't trade him in the next 12 months,
let me ask you a question.
He's not going anywhere.
Would you think Eichel's going to sit there and say, "Listen, we want to trade you to Boston. Would you waive your no trade?" "No, I want to stay in Buffalo."
No, I think what he would say
he would waive it in a heartbeat.
I think what he would say is, "You know what? Actually, yes, I would, and I would also like to give you some money back."
Well, no, I'm just saying
because
like,
I don't feel like money's not important.
You're in Buffalo; it's miserable. He's waiving a no trade. That's just to be able to pick where he wants to go. That's all. He just picks where he wants to go.
Amazing. 2 years ago, people were sitting there saying, "I think the Sabres are really starting to put a real team
build
together.
Something special.
Building something special."
Yeah, hockey version of that.
God.
No, it didn't work out that way.
That fell totally apart. I mean, it is unbelievable. And you can even see it now because a lot of people have talked about how different Paul is here versus what he was like.
See, there's two
up
things
there in Buffalo.
So, like, the same way you were judging Brad Stevens for getting close and not there yet is the same way you're going to start. Like, Bruce Cassidy's in for a rough season. I would say, like, the past 2 years, you know, second round and out, getting out coached both times, I would sit there and say, "All right, well, you know, no, you can't sit there and point the finger at everybody else. Now it's we're going to be paying attention to you."
Somebody just brought up, and I forgot he was even part of the team. Kasha, he's coming back, right?
Kasha, who?
What's he got? A year left?
Who? Kasha.
Kasha.
Honestly, seriously, who? When have you seen that guy play?
Sure. He played like three games this year, right?
No, he's done.
Is he a free agent?
He's done. I don't even know. Does it even matter? Can you get rid of his ass? I'm good. No. You want him back?
No. Somebody's just bringing up a name. There's another player. They have a long list of a free agent. You just talk about...
He's restricted.
He's restricted. So they probably bring him back.
No.
You talked about...
What would you bring him back for? $2.6 million this year.
You talked about Kevin Miller, right?
Yeah.
You bringing him back?
No, not at all.
Because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
You can't keep him
out there. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I love you to death. And Carlos is a guy that's restricted, too. I bring him back, but you could look at that and say, you know, you don't want to go crazy there because, you know, the concussion history. I mean, that kind of scares the hell out of you, right? I mean, if there's no real history there, it's sort of like, okay, yeah, you want to bring him back. Absolutely. And I still think you will. It's just a question of, like, you know, on what terms. But no, Kasha, no shot. Kevin Miller, love you to death. Just can't stay healthy.
Steve's in Providence. Go ahead, Steve.
Steve? No, good talk.
He's doing yard work. It's beautiful outside. I'm gonna go get him.
So we heard from NHL players, and they're not good negotiators. I'm wondering what Scott Boras would think.
Just listen to some of our satisfied clients, like Tuukka Rask.
Like I said before, I'm not going to play for anybody else than the Bruins.
David Krejci.
It's not going to be about money.
Need more convincing, eh? Taylor Hall.
I don't even know what my value is.
Scott Boras would laugh at these guys, but I'll tell you what. He's got a client in Xander Bogaerts who talked to Rob Bradford, and a lot different than that hometown discount that Xander took a couple years ago. We'll get into it coming up next right here.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
I want you to say something really stupid. And then when you say it, I'm going to go, idiot.
Now back to OMF.
All right, back here on OMF. So hockey players are just a different breed. You know, they're sitting there going, it's not about the money. Matter of fact, here, I tell you what, here, put together a contract. Just put whatever figure you want on there. I'll just sign it. Not about the money. I don't care about the money.
You tell me what's good for you.
Exactly.
I'm not going to tell you what
a good
deal is.
I want you to feel good about it.
Yes.
I don't have to feel good about it. It's not about the money.
Tell me what you can afford.
I love the game. I just want to play the game. They're different in other sports, and we've heard it this past week with Kemba Walker and the Celtics. Apparently, he's all pissed off because he wants to be on a team where they respect and love him, okay? They respect and love him as a human being. Their problem is he's going to make an average of $37 million over the next couple of years, and they're sitting there going, he's not worth it. So we'd like to move him because he's just not worth it. But he feels, you know, they're not being loyal to me, even though they're giving him $37 million. Now, Xander Bogaerts, who had a couple of really good years last few years, gave the Boston Red Sox a hometown discount. 6 years and $120 million. Now, the one thing he was smart about, he had a player option, and that player option comes due at the end of 2022. And so Rob Bradford did a smart thing. He interviewed, sat down with Xander, and he asked him whether he had a different perspective going into these negotiations than he did 2 years ago. Bogaerts responded, I do. Ooh. Obviously, I know I love the city. That was smart. He threw that out there. But you know how all those guys are getting paid and stuff like that? And when that time comes, we'll see what happens. It's very interesting. A lot of guys are getting what they deserve. We'll see what happens.
So basically that whole hometown
discount.
That's
not a hockey player right there. I can tell you that.
Yeah, Boras is like, I told you. You didn't listen to me. And you lost out on all this money. No, I do not think this is going to be a totally different negotiation. Don't you think?
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think it's, it's interesting because he had a good year going into it. 6 years, $120. Alex said everybody kind of, if you looked at it, you knew it was only a 3 year deal. And now he sees with the money that's blowing up. And you know, when you look at the last 3 or 4 years, you add up some of the numbers, he's number one across the board in shortstops. Yep. So, I mean, he's like offensively, he's like the best shortstop in baseball consistently over the last 3 or 4 years. So the market is going to be set, and he is going to cash in. There's no question about it. The tough part is that the CBA is this offseason. So you'd say going in the next year, let's try to lock it up this offseason. Maybe we can rip up the last year or just do an extension. That will help maybe with the tax, and you can add $20 million to a deal, whatever. But the new CBA, it's not like something you can just do in the offseason. We have no clue what the rules are. And Boras is going to wait for the rules. We know that. So this would be a deal that maybe if it gets straightened out in camp, maybe early in the year, and hopefully you can get it done before that year is up. You don't want him going to free agency. You don't want him opting out.
I would say I think it's going to be far more difficult this time around. Again, it is Scott Boras, and you know you can look at it and say from Xander's point of view, he's looking at this team. Now, granted, maybe they love each other this year. They're better than what they were last year, but they're still not what you call a contender. And I think he's going to look at it differently. I think Boras is going to basically do what Christian just did, and that is say to him, I told you last time, you wanted to take the money right now. I told you, you got to bet on yourself and let it play out. You got to get to free agency. Once you get to free agency and you have leverage, you have other suitors out there, it changes everything.
I say what you won't hear Xander Bogaerts talking about is, hey, listen, it's not about the money. You won't hear him say it's not about the money. Well, it's about the money.
So I think the biggest thing, too, is that a lot of people saying, like, you know, because they got a bunch of free agents, shortstops this offseason, right? Lindor was extended.
Yep.
As you mentioned, 10 years, $340 million, 2 years younger than Bogey. But then you got Correa, Javi Baez, Corey Sager, Trevor Story. You got four big shortstops coming up. We know Tatis already got locked up. He's in a different category. He's a kid. You know, I don't know. That's a crazy deal. I don't even look at that once. But these four guys will settle it. And people think that because Bogey after 2022, rather, will be like the only free agent shortstop, that's a good thing. I guess it will. The only question is, what's going to be left? You know, as far as locations go, you know, the Indians lost Lindor. They're not looking to replace Lindor with a $34 million shortstop. You know, I mean, Correa goes to Houston. Are they looking to dive into that kind of money? Are the Cubs looking to dive into that kind of money? Colorado isn't if they lose Story. So when these four shortstops settle somewhere, maybe New York goes and grabs one of them and moves Torres to second where he should be. And you start looking at some of the big markets. Maybe Philadelphia dives in with one of these guys. And then by the time Bogey comes up, it's like, okay, Boston obviously wants you back. But what other organizations are there are still interested in a $34 million shortstop, or better yet, could possibly even afford it? You know what I mean? So this five or six shortstops are going to take these very expensive contracts to organizations. How many organizations in baseball can afford it? Because the five or six we just paid are the ones that can do it.
You need one. That's all you need. You need one, plus the Red Sox. You need one.
Well, I was going to say, then you'll probably end up negotiating against yourself if you only have one.
I'm talking about other than the Red Sox. One other team.
Lindor, 10 for 340, right? So it's 10 years, $34 million a year. You know, you go to Bogaerts and it's 833, 832, 834 in that range. You know, you're talking about 260. You know, I think that 250, 260 is where you start, and you just sit there and say, okay, what can we do here? You know, Boras might want 10 because Lindor got 10. He was 2 years younger than you, though. That's why we're going to 8. You know, and you got to lock this guy up. You're in a different spot than you were with Mookie. You've reset the luxury tax. We don't even know what the hell the luxury tax is going to be all about in the CBA.
So
you can't let this guy go, period.
But Xander knew all of the other players, ran through all of the other players.
He knew the contracts. 10-341, 14-340.
He's going into this thing much differently. You know, he was talking about the last time when he signed. He said, we had just won a World Series. This is fun being around this group.
Oh, yeah.
So he got carried away with the moment, the emotional moment. And I think Christian's right. At the time, Boras probably said to him, you're worth a lot more than this, Sanders. Just hold back.
I love it here. They're loyal to
him. And then they probably finally agreed, okay, we'll give an opt-out. We'll get a player's opt-out. That'll at least cover you. And then you'll grow up. You'll mature. And a couple of years from now, you'll come back to me and think totally different. Timing is everything. You're right, Lou, and you need to have some other taker. I just think this one's going to end up going to free agency because I think that's the way Boras can get the money up there.
But also,
he's going to get a huge payday.
They can't let it get to free agency. They can't.
Good luck.
They can't.
Yeah, because my thing is like the whole idea of those absurd contracts and those long years that are tied to them. I feel like those are a thing of the past for this organization.
What do you mean?
I'm going to give you 10 years. 10 years to anyone who's in their late 20s is ridiculous. I wonder how Chaim Bloom is going to treat his first mega contract.
See, I think
what is that going to look like?
The problem is that Dave Dombrowski, just look at the timing of it. Like, he was trying to build a winner by spending money on big-time free agents and had no minor league system to supplement it, had no cheap contracts to supplement it. You know what I mean? So now all of a sudden here comes Chaim Bloom. and he starts building an organization again. He starts building a minor league system again. And you start looking at it and saying, okay, in another year, I'm not paying Dustin Pedroia. In another year or two, I'm not paying David Price anymore. I'm not paying Nate Eovaldi anymore. I'm on my final couple years of a Chris Sale signage. All right, I'm probably going to have to extend Devers. But you know, I'm not paying 20-something million for J.D. Martinez. Maybe he is in the picture. Who knows? So I'm saying the contract structure looks a little bit different in the future than what Dave was trying to do. And he could also sit there and say, I still got Pivetta on cheap money. You know, I got Tanner Houck coming up on cheap money. And I got Jarren Duran coming up on cheap money. You know, I got some young players that I'm supplementing my roster with on our pre-arbitration numbers. I can afford it now. Dave was trying to build the whole damn team on free agency. Like the cheapest player was going to be a $10 million player. And you just can't do that. There was no minor league system. There was no help coming. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a couple guys. He still had Duran in the system, but you know what I mean? Like, he's building it differently. And when you do that, you can afford it.
See, here's
when your second baseman's making $500,000 or your center fielder's making $500,000, yeah, you can have a $34 million shortstop.
And here's the other problem they have, that they dealt away Mookie Betts, okay? They can't deal away another superstar. They can't do it. From a marketing standpoint, you can't afford to do it. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to do what you did with Mookie Betts? Are you going to do with a year left on his deal? You're going to try trading him away?
No.
It won't work. It won't work with the public. So they are almost forced to try to work something out and maybe convince him in this offseason exactly what Lou said. All of these other guys are going to have places. You may not have a lot of options. We'll give you close to what all of these other guys are getting. We'll give you all we're asking for is a little smidge, a little slight hometown discount, a little bit more team-friendly. Good luck to him, though. I think this one is a no-brainer that Bogaerts is in the driver's seat. This hour brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Rams. New Jeep Freedom Days OMF ups. Did we screw up this week? I don't remember screwing up.
Not me.
Did you screw up?
I don't think I did.
I don't think any of us did. We'll find out.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, now stretch my thumb.
Would you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. It's the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. The car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com. 1-877-CARS-4KIDS.
20 hours of talking. So many mistakes. This is OMF Ups.
You're like a word genius, and everything I say, you twist it around and make me look dumb.
It is Friday. It's the end of the show, and of course, it is the best of our worst. It is OMF Ups.
Let's go. Let me guess. It'll be 5 minutes of spaz.
Oh, we'll get to
Spaz. He is part of the show now.
Yeah. Spaz will probably make an appearance on this, but we also have somebody who's never actually been on OMF Ups before. We have a brand new person, guys.
Christian?
me, actually.
Oh, good.
It's me. I had to record some spots for Glenn yesterday.
How'd that go?
Not well, because somebody, me, forgot to turn on the microphone, and it kind of sounded a little like this.
So, Billy, we're doing this the second time. My friend Ryan here was very helpful in putting this together because this is really not his job. But he just had a f*** up and didn't have the microphone on. So we're redoing it the second time. So hopefully it's... thank you, Ryan. Ryan's got a show to prepare for. So we're double check this.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a
Here's
long
the thing.
Week.
So you had
seven 60-second reads to do, right?
Yeah. Two more today.
Seven.
Brian helped me out. I had
60-second reads, and he came in and he was Glenn's bitching. He's like, oh, my God, I had all seven of them. 760.
I finally did them.
Tala walks in. He's like, Glenn, yeah, I never turned your mic on.
I never turned the mic on. I
said, who wants to hear about my OMF?
My God. That's like... I mean,
seven
what is
of
that?
Them.
It's like you're the producer. Like, the most important thing is to make sure the red light goes on.
Yeah.
So maybe there was a mic that didn't have a red light. You didn't notice.
Beautiful.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe pull a Cam Newton. Blame it on somebody else in the building.
Yeah, blame it on somebody.
All right, let's get the attention off
go.
Me. Nobody cares about my mistakes. We care about Christian Fourier's mistakes. Of course, Duke head basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski had retired. Christian, how'd it go?
Coach, head coach Mike, your chef, Chris, oh my God. Krzyzewski.
I can't even believe you can't say his name.
Krzyzewski.
He's not an obscure basketball coach. He's the most famous college basketball coach of all time.
Coach K.
Market for Friday.
See, I do that. I do that for you guys.
I don't need help. I don't need your help.
I know, right?
Krasinski?
All right, so he's done.
Who was it? Krasinski?
Oh, let me see if I can do it. Krzyzewski.
There you go.
Oh, look at me, a big boy.
It's tougher to read.
I'm a big boy.
Krzyzewski. Of course, like I said in that cut, I don't need help because we're going to go to Christian once again, who, a little bit of a diva moment here. We had some live copy that he didn't necessarily agree with from our friends at Northeast Men's
House. Oh, no. Hey, it's Bogey. Now, as summer opens up. Now, this is the way it's written, Ryan, just for the record. Okay, listen, as the whole world is opening up and we roll into summer, how's your energy level, huh? Tell me. You may have low T. The solution for low testosterone is seeing my friends at Northeast Men's Health in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Dedham across from Legacy Place. If you're dealing with ED or low T, and I tell you what, I don't like this. I don't like the way this is written. This is unbelievably. It's terrible.
You're doing really good.
Okay? It's written like a 4-year-old.
It would help to read the copy one time before you get
it. I do like that. It's a good read.
Those damn copywriters.
I usually do read them beforehand, but sometimes she throws so much crap on my desk. It's really your fault.
Sounds like it was read by a 4-year-old.
I put that on a paper
here. All right, let's keep it moving. So it's been a big hockey week for the Bruins fans and for this show. And, of course, the fourth line of the New York Islanders that is commonly referred to as the identity line. Well, this show has its own brand of hockey analysis and its own brand of Islanders nicknames. So it's not the identity line. It's what?
For a line that has played as well as they have, they should have a nickname. If they're going to give the Islanders integrity line, then come on. What are we doing here?
Integrity line.
It's so lame. What does that mean? What are you, better than us?
Or
you
have integrity?
Or you're honest?
The perfection line is out there versus the integrity line.
One side is honest and forthright. The other side is just perfect. Well, let's go over them.
Yeah, salvation line. You like that one?
I like that one. Good. What is this?
Go ahead, try it.
Yosemite? The finale line?
The finally line.
Finally line.
I was like, this looks like finale.
Finally.
It should be integrity. It should be integrity. So,
I like the integrity.
That was a bit of a super there because, of course, written out there. Yes. But that kind of tripped you up. I don't know what's coming up next. So I'm just going to play it. Here's another OMF up.
Is it a big deal that Tuukka Rask needs to be in the nets tomorrow night? You heard Catherine tap, and she said, nope.
There's only one net.
It's nets.
It's hockey. Twice.
It's a hockey term.
No, it's not.
Nets.
One net.
It's a nets.
Nobody in the saw nets. A hockey term to say he's going to be in nets.
Please, stop it.
It changed sides. It actually makes sense.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Right.
They change nets from time to time.
In the nets.
So you heard what she said. You heard what she said.
What?
The first time you caught him. And I was let it go. And then I was like, listen. It was like 10 minutes ago.
There were two nets. There were two nets. Tuukka Rask goes in one net in one period.
There's no the either. He's just in net.
Yeah. There's no in the nets.
He's free willing.
He's captured inside the nets.
So those were some nice little OMF up appetizers. But we all know what the grand finale is going to be. Of course, Anthony Spaz Parziali has been in for the vacationing Tyler Devitt. Yes.
You didn't know his last name?
So
no.
Spaz was expecting that he was going to be doing trending. So when the first trending came up, I gave him my copy and he looked at me and I quote, "Bruh, I'm dyslexic." I said, "That's okay. I think it's going to work." So this is Spaz doing trending for our show.
All right, let's go. You ready?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I just want Spaz. You can handle it. Are you supposed to kick it to me?
No, you just kind of.
What do you want? A freaking introduction?
I would like an introduction. Kick it to me.
Just do it. Just do it.
All right, here's what. All right, I'm going to do it live.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we go. Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. For those of you that don't have internet, and you don't look the crap up, and you don't already know that the Red Sox won, here you go. All right, Bruins Islanders play tonight at the Coliseum. Bruce Cassidy said Tuukka is his guy. Some dude, Curtis Lazar, isn't traveling with the team. What does he play? Hit me up with that.
Left field.
He plays the center.
No, I'm just about to. DeBert. Northside center. Wait, we're going to mess up the names because I'm dyslexic.
DeBersk?
Yep.
DeBersk.
Yep,
he's going to play DeBersk.
Yep, whatever. Yes, that's it.
That's close.
He's going to play with the third line with Klauman.
Yep.
And Coyle.
Yep.
And Nick Ritchie. Yep. Ritchie. He's going to play in the fourth line with Wagner and Curley centering. Nathan Eovaldi and Jake Odorizer is Odorizzi is your starter. They're your starters for the Sox-Astros game, which is tonight. I bet you I get this right. First pitch is at 7:10. Pre-game with Mutt is at 6:10. This is the sponsor. Let's not mess it up. No. The Shaw's Star Market, Red Sox Radio Network. You get all that action right here. It starts at 6:10.
Well done.
In playoffs in the, NBA. We're almost done. I didn't write this. If I had wrote this, it would have been a lot quicker. In the NBA playoffs, the Suns are going to host the MVP, reigning MVP. What's his name? Someone.
Uh-oh. Come on.
Oh. Nikola.
Yeah.
Jerk. Jock.
Jokic.
That's it. Jokic. All right. They play the Nuggets tonight at. Yeah.
No, it's the Nuggets.
The Nuggets. Yes. They play the Nuggets tonight at 9:30.
Yeah.
Some guy from the Pacers got fired. He was there.
Who was that?
BJ Joe. B-Rook. Janin. B-Walker.
Who was it?
Well,
I don't even know. I can't even.
I got that
perfect.
Hey, Glenn, did you guys have this?
Go ahead.
Apparently, there's a report that the Celtics were going to trade Kemba Walker to the Spurs for LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yep, that's his name. Aldridge.
Alderbridge.
Alderbridge. Go ahead.
All right, they were going to trade him at the deadline. That's per Chris Maximus.
Mannix
from Sports Illustrated. Is that breaking, or did you already know that?
I did not know that.
Thank you, Spaz. That was trending, and that was OMF.
I heard him do trending this morning. Okay, and he gave the Red Sox score. The Red Sox won last night, 8-12.
Who? Oh, my God.
8-12.
But he's dyslexic.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I think.
All right, boys, have a great weekend.
Right.
Yes. At night, little mini Mutt Show coming up next. Then you have the Red Sox game tonight. We're back Monday, 2 p.m. Be here. Again, great weekend. Stay safe out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.